It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living Approach. Here's Howard.
Thanks very much, and welcome, everybody, to the Green Living Show. Let me give you a telephone number if you want to call and chat about anything green living-wise. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Hope you got some good things planned, and think about the real reasons for the holiday, not just the fun part of it. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478, and it's toll free from anywhere. I've got a little business to tend to. We'll chat a little bit here, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by a friend of mine that has visited with me in the past, and there's a specific reason that Sally Fallon is going to be with us. I had called her originally to be on the show, and then some so-called research came out from Texas A&M, and the Texas AgriLife Research study on grass-fed compared to grain-fed, corn-fed beef, and it is one of the strangest things that I have ever seen. It basically says that eating grain-fed beef from stockyards is healthier than grass-fed beef, and that's a subject that's right in Sally's wheelhouse, and so we'll talk about that and my thoughts on that as well at that time. Let's see. There's also quite a bit of conversation about the show, the Green Living Show. We're on more and more places. We just got a new affiliate in Eureka, California, and we're delighted to have them on board with the Green Living Show. It's KGOE in Eureka, California, and they're running both hours, and we're delighted to have them on board. And it keeps growing. Several radio stations are taking quite a bit of the stuff that we do, and we're delighted to work with people across the country. We're on now pretty much from coast to coast and border to border, and we're talking about living a healthier life, a green life. We're talking about green washing. There's an awful lot of that out there. People talking about being green, but really not. We talk about gardening and landscaping as well as things inside the house, cleaning ideas and all of that. One of the biggest things we try to get people to change, both on interior plants and landscaping outside, is to stop using the synthetic fertilizers. We think they are the most destructive thing you can do. I was listening to Marty Whittakin's show. She's on one of our sister stations here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and on some other stations as well. And she had a lady talking about the vegetarian diet that tied right into what I'm going to be talking with Sally about. And if you don't hear all of the show for whatever reason, remember that all my shows are archived on dirtdoctor.com. You can go through howardgarrett.com, greenliving.com, or our original website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can hear live streaming of any of the shows while they go on, and you can find out when they happen, for another thing. But you can also listen to them later on if you don't have time. And so we'd love to have you on board there. You can go into the Green Living shop for a lot of the products that we talk about. One of the things that we ran into early on doing the show here is we had people mad at us around the country saying, well, Howard, that's great. All that sounds good. All these clean, non-toxic, money-saving products and ideas, but they're not available in our stores, in our feed stores, garden centers, nurseries, green stores around the country. And so we started making them available mail order through our website. So if you want to see what the products look like so you can track them down easier in your area, we certainly want to have them available at the retail level in your store, in your town, so you can drive down the road and pick up these products, whether they're organic fertilizers or supplements or pest control products or whatever. But if they're not available, you can get them through the website. And that goes for the vitamins and supplements, too. We've made a deal with Marty Whittick, and we've got a button on the side of dirtdoctor.com, the website, their store that sells all the things that we talk about. And one of the products that Marty introduced me to that I'm really a big fan of is their probiotic tablets that they have, and I am hooked. I'm not going to be away from them, I don't think. I had an interesting situation. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't take any medicine at all. I don't even take aspirin or Tylenol or things like that. If I get a sinus headache, which I occasionally get, and that's about the worst thing that I get, I tough it out, do some herb tea, do something like that. But I've never had a lot of teeth problems. I've been pretty lucky in that regard. I had some cracked teeth that I gave myself years ago by chewing ice, so don't do that. Have some crowns. Well, recently I've been having some pain in one side of my mouth in a tooth, and I thought, well, one of those cracks had reoccurred. Something was going on. One of our advertisers is Dr. Alan Sprinkle, who's an alternative dentist in this market, and he took a look at it, and because the tooth was sensitive to heat especially, he said, well, you've got bacteria in there. It's a dying tooth, and it's a virgin tooth, no cavity in it or anything else. And so my brother is in that business. Dr. Hank Garrett is in the business of doing root canals. He's one of the best in the business, as a matter of fact. So I went to see my brother about that. But in the meantime, Dr. Sprinkler recommended something to me that he doesn't recommend that much, and I've always avoided as much as I possibly can, and that's take any kind of antibiotics. In fact, I don't remember the last time I had any. I'm sure I did when I was a kid, but it's been at least 40 years or so since I've had anything like that, and I was very reluctant to do it. But something was going on there, and he said, Howard, you don't want to be messing around with bacteria in a tooth that can move around and be a big deal. So I filled the prescription, started taking the antibiotics, and kind of had some weird feelings about it emotionally and physically too. But I got to talking to Marty about the probiotics that she recommends, and she got me some to try. And so I started about halfway through using the antibiotics, started taking the probiotics, and I am a really big fan. So if you want to see that, go to, you can go, let me go back here and I'll tell you exactly where it is. If you go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, right on the left, and Dirt Doctor's all spelled out, right on the left-hand side, you'll see realfoodgrocery.com. Click on that, and it takes you into the vitamins and supplements and things like I was just talking about that Marty and her family offer. And that's where you can, complete your organic, your healthy lifestyle right there. Let's see, there was something else that we needed to talk about. Oh, the other thing is, and I don't know if we have them all up yet, but we've got two-thirds up. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, go down to my goofy-looking smiling face there, and go into the travel section. Let's see here. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, you go down to United States, you go into Massachusetts, and there's two Boston slideshows there, and those are the slideshows of the trip that I've recently returned from that I told you about last week, where I visited with my arborist buddy there, Peter Wild, and some of the touring around looking at trees. You've got the Heritage Museums and Gardens, a little slideshow there, and the Arnold Arboretum, which were some old shots that I had when Judy and I were there, not this trip. And hopefully we'll be getting up the bulk of those slides right away, which cover the main thing I wanted you to see, which is the Mount Auburn Cemetery, which is an arboretum, and it is great. It's better in a lot of ways than the Arnold Arboretum. And all the plants are labeled, common and botanical names, beautiful big specimens, a lot of interesting scenery, and that'll be on there for you as well. While you're down there in that travel area, check out some of our past trips. We try to always photograph things that relate to green living and landscaping and big trees especially. The Galapagos trip was one of the last ones that we did, and if you haven't checked all that out, you need to see it. And of all the trips that I recommend that you try to do at some point in your life is going to Galapagos.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit HowardGarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com today.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden. And clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you're currently not listening as well as you think you should, or if you've had some slight ringing in your ears, then I've got a suggestion for you. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing consultant I recommend. Several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing consultation and then let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home to try for a week with no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising, but this company is a Dirt Doctor recommendation. Affordable Hearing uses only the latest techniques and the greatest technology, so they save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing, it's 800-521-1592. Check out the contact lenses of the hearing industry. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Happy Memorial Day weekend once again. Celebrating the people who have died defending our liberties and everything. So it's a big deal kind of weekend. I served in the military, never got shot at, though, by anybody other than our own guys. And that's not true either. Around a lot of shooting, I should say, on the drive, on the firing range. But it's a weekend that introduces summer, and so sometimes people only think about going swimming and boating and not the real reasons. Before Sally gets here, I think it'd be good for me to spend a little time setting this up, what we're going to talk about. I sent her this, so I don't need to really go over this with her. We're just going to talk about what she thinks about this and recommends and everything. What it's about is a study that just recently came out about meats, and this release was sent to me May the 27th, so it's brand new, and I think we need to jump on it right away because it's a real problem. There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Stephen Smith who sent this out from College Station. And it starts like this: grass-fed beef may not have as many helpful traits as some perceive, according to results from a recent Texas AgriLife research study. Dr. Stephen Smith, an AgriLife research meat scientist, and a team of researchers have found that, contrary to popular perception, ground beef from pasture-fed cattle had no beneficial effects on plasma lipid. However, high monounsaturated fat ground beef from grain-fed cattle increased HDL cholesterol, increased LDL particle diameters, and decreased insulin, suggesting that ground beef produced by intensive production practices provides a healthy, high-quality source of protein. We wanted to see from this study if product from pasture-fed and grass-fed cattle had different effects on LDL and HDL cholesterol, Smith said. We looked at the scientific literature and could not find any justification for the statement that pasture-fed beef is better for you. All we found were rat studies in which they were fed omega-3 fatty acids, so we wanted to know if this applied to beef from grass-fed cattle. The study, funded by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, used Angus cattle raised at the McGregor AgriLife Research Center. One group of cattle was fed a pasture diet with supplement hay. The steers were kept on pasture until 20 months of age. Second group of Angus steers was fed the same way a feedlot operator would and kept on a corn-based diet until 16 months of age, then reaching USDA choice status. A third group of Angus steers were fed corn-based diet the longest until reaching USDA prime. The fat in the cattle that are high in marbling is low in saturated and trans fats and higher in monounsaturated fats. Beef cuts from the plate and flank taken from all three grades were made into a ground beef product containing 24% fat. Next, a group of 27 men completed a three-day crossover study. Each group rotated, consuming 5 114-gram ground beef patties per week for 6 weeks from each of the three sets of cattle used in the study. There were really no negative effects of feeding ground beef from the pasture-fed cattle. Oh, that's good to hear. Smith said, we did have positive effects in men that consumed the ground beef from the corn-fed cattle. The ground beef from the USDA prime cattle increased HDL cholesterol and LDL particle diameter. Both effects of protecting against both effects are protecting against cardiovascular disease. The prime ground beef also decreased insulin, so it could have the same protective effect against type 2 diabetes. Smith said that the study results surprised many. As we talked to some of the user groups and told them what we had found, that the pasture beef is higher in unsaturated trans fat, they were shocked. Smith presented the findings to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association last year and is now sharing it among consumers and producers. He recently gave a presentation at the Texas Human Nutrition Conference in College Station. Smith said that he did receive some initial negative feedback from ranchers in the grass-fed business, but he is telling them that what they are doing is wrong. I know that cattle are adapted to growing on high roughage pasture diets, but my focus is the beef product, he said. A lot of producers are receptive. What I'm trying to show them is that the longer cattle are fed a corn or grain-based diet, the healthier the product will be. I realize cost is involved. Feeding corn is expensive, but when you want a healthier product, you need marbling. Time on feed is a big factor. The study team included, named some names here, and said that the A&M people were involved. We're going to take a break here in just a minute, and I want to, well, Sally's on the horn. She's going to be back with us right after the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about these things. I'll try to read at least one response I've gotten so far to this, and then we'll certainly get Sally's take. I'm Howard Garrett. That telephone number, if you want to talk to Sally Fallon or me, is 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's MoleScram, the one mole repellent that really works. MoleScram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. MoleScram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get MoleScram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to MoleScram.com. MoleScram, the name says it all.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for the only dog and cat foods that I recommend. There's a very good reason why that is. These are the best. My dogs love them. Their coats are great. Their skin problems have never existed because they've been on Munster Natural from the very beginning. We get a lot of reports from people saying that skin problems, hot spots go away once the dogs and cats start eating the Munster Natural pet foods. You can get information about these products at MunsterMilling.com or you can call them direct for a store near you at 800-772-7178. One of the things that's so different about the Munster Natural dog food and cat food is the very high level of omega-3 fatty acids. There's also some very unusual ingredients that you won't find in any other products on the market. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or rice. Munster Natural pet foods, the very best products available. If you haven't tried them yet, your dogs and cats deserve it.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we've got a visitor, a friend of mine. Haven't talked to her in a while. Sally Fallon is a journalist and a researcher and an author of a wonderful book you've heard me talk about. In fact, we need to get it in our store in the Green Living shop. It's called Nourishing Traditions. Sally, good morning. Well, let's see. Sally, are you there? Sally, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. We got the right buttons working here finally. Thanks for joining us. I tell people all the time about your book and your crispy pecans. I think it's one of my favorite things because it's so easy to do.
And they're so good, yeah.
Yeah, it's just terrific. And you know something I discovered on that, I think you allude to it a little bit, that doing the pecans is really great, but I like almonds done with your recipe better than the pecans, I think.
Oh, well, good.
They just are terrific, and I also have found a source. That's another thing we need to put in our little shop online. There's one source, you may know of some others, where you can get almonds that aren't irradiated. It's really, Yeah. Really hard to find.
There's right several sources, but you have to get them online now.
I need to get those others from you.
Now, I have quite an echo here. I'm not sure if you're hearing it.
Yes, I do hear it. So hopefully Kevin can figure that out there. I read, you probably heard it while you were holding, read the study that came from A&M about basically saying that grass-fed is not as healthy as beef that comes from cattle that's grass-fed. I think the first thing that is not as healthy as corn-fed beef, but I think the first thing that caught my attention was the way maybe they did the grass-fed part of their study. Did you have a chance to read that?
I have it right in front of me, yes.
What's your first take on this whole thing?
There's so much confusion and misinformation, truth mixed with false, in his argument and in the arguments for grass-fed beef. So it's kind of hard to straighten them out. But I have been saying for years that promoting grass-fed beef because it's lean and high in omega-3 and because saturated fats are bad is the wrong way to promote grass-fed beef.
I agree.
Animals that are grass-fed make more saturated fat because they're healthier, because their rumens are healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks here in the article, he says saturated trans fats. Well, that's just so wrong. These trans fats are not saturated. They are the one type of good trans fat, and that's what the animal makes CLA out of, and that's much higher in grass-fed beef, and so that's good, and he's saying it's bad. So there's one piece of misinformation. But I think the main thing that beef people need to get over and educate others about is that saturated fat is good. That's what you want.
Absolutely, and we talk about that quite a bit. I think it raises some eyebrows when they first hear that, but your whole research and the Weston Price work and everything is based on the fact that fat is good if you eat the right kind of fat.
And saturated fat is the right kind of fat. And whether it is a cow or a pig or a human, when you gain weight, the kind of fat you gain is monounsaturated. Now, so an animal on grass will have a higher percentage of saturated fat, and what the grass-fed people need to do is educate their customers that this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Now,
the one place where I do actually agree with the research, he said that they had, better, higher HDL. I don't think that matters very much, but less insulin resistance. That's because there was more fat in the meat. And that is a good thing. Whether it's saturated or monounsaturated, it's much better to have more fat. And this is what I've also been encouraging grass-fed farmers to do. You need to pick the breeds and the type of pasture and the type of methods that get these animals fat. Because that's why we're eating grass-fed beef, because there's the benefits are in the fat. And the more fat you have, the better.
Plus,
it tastes better if it's higher in fat.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's why I brought up I really questioned the way they did the grass feeding in this test, because just because you got them on grass, that doesn't mean you managed them properly and that those animals developed the right kinds of fat. I think that's changing. I don't think too many of the grass-fed people are promoting low fat anymore, are they?
And that's very good. Alan Nation finally came around to agreeing with me, this crazy lady.
Alan's hard-headed sometimes.
When there's more fat in it. And, and you lose customers if your beef is too lean because it doesn't taste very good. Now, I want to say one more thing, and that's about omega-3s. The other reason that grass-fed was promoted, what they said, is more omega-3. There is a tiny bit more as a percentage, but the amount of omega-3 in beef fat is under 0.5%. It's like 0.1% in grain-fed, maybe 0.2% in grass-fed. But there'll be actually more of it in the grain-fed because there's more fat in the grain-fed. But the point is, it doesn't matter. It's so small to begin with. This is not why we should be talking about grass-fed versus grain-fed.
Well, how did it get to be talked about as much as it is?
Well, omega-3s were really in the news 10 years ago, and certain people were promoting grass-fed beef as being higher in omega-3. I debated those people, and I said at the time, this is a non-issue. The real issue is having, you know, clean fat, fat that has fat-soluble vitamins in it, CLA, vitamin E, A, D, and K. These are all much, much higher in the grass-fed beef. So that's what we need to be looking at.
Well, and the other thing is, and it's totally missed in this research, is that when the cattle go through the feedlots, there's a whole lot of chemicals and other things
right.
that get into the picture that are a big, big reason, part of the reason why
exactly.
we recommend the grass-fed
right.
meat.
It's not only healthier for people, it's healthier for cows, for the economy, for the landscape. You aren't using all those chemicals. You don't have the manure problem. You don't stink out your neighbors. You improve the soil. So there's numerous reasons, and he's picked on the one that is the least important here.
Well, that's true. So basically what you're saying, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I knew you'd have all the, you know, the pros and cons about all this stuff. If you could get grain-fed meat where they were using an organic program, you're saying that it wouldn't be a bad thing to eat.
Well, the meat should have fat in it. And I think it, my feeling is it should be on grass most of the time, if not all of the time. And if you can get them fat on grass, that's the best thing. And, you know, people like Joel Salatin have come to realize that if they graze those beef on really sort of overgrown pasture with a lot of seeds in it, in seed heads, that's it. Really, they really get a good product.
Oh, interesting.
So, but if all you have is sort of short grass and you can't get them fat, then I have no objection to some organic grain that doesn't contain soy.
Supplementation.
Yeah, for a few weeks, for a few weeks at the end. You want to have a nice, well-marbled product that's delicious to eat. But what we don't want is the feedlot model.
Well, for a whole lot of reasons. Now, the way I understand it, and I see it, I buy grass-fed beef. Judy and I do at the farmer's market from some of the people that you probably know, Rehoboth and in the different people that are here in the Dallas in Texas area. But the, it's my experience that the marbling is there in the grass-fed if it's done right, but
right.
it's a different color. It's yellow rather than white.
And that's good. The yellow right. is a sign of it's the yellow color comes from carotenes, but it's a sign that there's going to be vitamin A in the meat. And here's another place where we've completely gone down the wrong path. And, you know, you can't get grade A, or I don't think you can even get prime, when the meat is yellow, when this fat is yellow. And that's wrong. That's the best kind of fat.
Doesn't fit their model is
no.
the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've got the wrong model, the wrong ideas. We're running with misinformation. This whole notion that a meal of, you know, grain-fed beef raises HDL, I mean, this is not a real life situation, and you know it's just a temporary thing. I don't think what it temporarily does to your cholesterol is an argument one way or the other.
Okay, the toxic nature and what it does to the
exactly.
health of the land. One of the things that we see when people go to this grass-fed model on their ranches that the soil gets healthier, springs
oh, yeah.
come back.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, springs come back, start running again. The ponds hold water better again. Just everything works better, and the net result is a an economic benefit as well.
Well, and you build up topsoil.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about minerals. You know, when you're farming this way, you build up minerals in the soil and release minerals also because of the, you know, microorganisms, and that gets into the meat. And most of the minerals are in the fat. So that's another reason for eating the fat of grass-fed beef.
How did we get off so badly on making fat the boogeyman? How did that start?
Well, we tell the tale on our website.
When oleo came along?
Yeah, it was the first phase of this demonization came from Procter & Gamble when they invented Crisco, which is a way of getting rid of the waste product from the cotton industry. Say they squeeze the cotton seeds, and they figured out how to partially hydrogenate the cotton seeds to make cotton seed oil to make Crisco. And in 1913, they issued a cookbook which basically said that women who cooked with Crisco instead of lard were more modern, their houses were cleaner, they didn't smell as bad, and their children would have better characters if they used Crisco instead of lard. So that was the first advertising thrust, and it's been that way ever since. They have basically, this industry, vegetable oil industry, has infiltrated the universities and the government and gotten people in white coats to do their advertising for them. And basically it's all about demonizing the competition to vegetable oils.
Sure, it's just who's you know, in charge and where the status quo is, who's making money on what.
Yeah, let me just give you one example. We have an epidemic of inflammation, people suffering from chronic inflammation, and the vegetable oils and the trans fats will cause inflammation. And what they never tell you is that saturated fats dampen or depress inflammation. That's one of many reasons why you want a lot of saturated fat in your diet.
There are some vegetable oils that are good. Olive oil, for example. Why is that different?
Well, when I say vegetable oil, they
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Every year, more than a million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit howardgarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com today. It's easy to start maintaining your yard and garden the natural way. It's not complicated. Just follow Mother Nature's guide. Avoid doing anything that hurts the life in the soil. Choose only those activities that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and below the soil. First, stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. All high nitrogen synthetic products are bad. Avoid the nitrogen-only products because they are even worse. Second, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. Third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions and make wise decisions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the frequency and volume of watering needed. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit howardgarrett.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and I'm visiting today with Sally Fallon. Sally, you still there?
I sure am.
Talking about this latest research from A&M saying that corn-fed beef is better for you than grass-fed, and we're talking about all the various ramifications of this being confusing to people, to say the least.
Well, I think the article's actually deliberately confusing. I just can't get over that they said they found pasture-fed beef higher in saturated trans fats. Well, trans fats aren't saturated, and the types of trans fats in grass-fed beef are good for you. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, that's very dishonest, that statement.
And that's coming from a, you know, PhD at
right.
university, and that's what I run into a lot, and mm-hmm. you do too. We, mm-hmm. you know, deal with this with a lot of things.
But really, I think these things are going to continue to happen until the grass-based people take the bull by the horns, so to speak,
yeah.
and say, look, the saturated fats are good, and this is why we want to eat beef and why we want to eat well-marbled grass-fed beef.
Well, aren't most of them saying that now, though?
You know, it's funny. We still get ads in our journal where they say, buy our beef, it's lean and low in saturated fat.
Yeah, I see it too.
And we always send
yeah.
it back and say, look, you're wasting your money if you're trying to sell to our people using those arguments. But, you know, it's percolating down. You know, there was a big review paper that just came out a couple months ago showing that saturated fat consumption had no relationship with heart disease whatsoever. So I think that people, even in the establishment, they're going to have to back off of this. Unfortunately, the people doing the dietary guidelines are hell-bent, and I use that word hell-bent purposely,
mm-hmm.
on forcing this low-fat diet into our children in schools, and that's really scary.
I know it. That whole conversation caught my attention as well. There's a lot of the, you know, pump-you-up type guys that are on radio and TV, you know, health kind of guys that are recommending low fat and eating chicken instead of meat because of lower fat and all that stuff, and that's got to change.
It's really got to change. Anyone who has questions about this, they need to go to WestonAPrice.org and find the article called The Oiling of America. And we tell the tale from beginning to end, how this happened, who's behind this, who worked behind the scenes to make it happen. And we talk about all the studies you don't hear. You know, this whole thing about eating chicken instead of beef, there was a study done in the 50s in New York called the Anti-Coronary Club, where they had businessmen on what they called the prudent diet, eating chicken and fish instead of beef and cereals instead of eggs and so forth, margarine instead of butter, and they had a control group who was eating a lot of beef and butter and eggs. And at the end of the study, the cholesterol levels in the prudent diet group were indeed lower, but eight of them had died from a heart attack, and none of the ones in the group eating the beef, eggs, and butter had died of a heart attack.
Interesting. Would it be fair to say that outbreak of acne in young people was kind of related to that oleol?
Well, you know, I hadn't thought of that.
It kind of happened about the same time, and I've always wondered about that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you use Crisco to get children with better characters, I guess. Acne, I think also the acne has a lot to do with pasteurization of milk.
Yeah, which we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Sally's been written books and been involved with the publishing of other books. The best website for people to go and find more information for you is what?
Well, my website with my books and the books I've published is newtrendspublishing.com. That's NEWTRENDS publishing.com. Not only books are there, but my two DVDs are there. And one is called The Oiling of America. And then for a vast reservoir of information, go to WestonAPrice.org, WestonAPrice.org.
Great stuff. Yeah, the photographs and everything that back up all of that are terrific. Now, one of the things that you kind of slipped in as we were talking early on was, you know, we don't want to be feeding any soy in the grain supplements. You're not a soy fan, period, are you?
We've been very concerned about the use of soy by people and by animals.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have this extremely powerful industry that was built on soy oil. Soy oil is in 80% of all processed foods, and it's with the leftovers that they make the soy meal, the soy protein isolate, and so forth, leftovers from squeezing the oil. And there are two main problems with soy. One is that it contains plant types of estrogens, isoflavones, which cause feminization, basically, and sterilization, and it causes thyroid problems. And these isoflavones will come through. If you're feeding it to chickens, they end up in the yolks. If you're feeding it to dairy cows, it ends up in the milk. And if you're feeding it to beef cows, which is not done quite as much, it ends up in the fat. So you get these estrogens in the fats.
Well, that's Sally Fallon, and we're going to try to keep her around a little bit longer.
Okay.
We've got another hour that other stations here, and sometimes it's the same ones. We'll cover some of the we'll do a quick review, and then we'll talk about some other things, including talking about milk, what kind of milk Sally recommends. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to call and talk to Sally or me, either one, it's 866-444-3478. And if you want more information, just go to my website, dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.